Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Tradio Station. I hope you guys have been learning a few things from these podcasts, which I actually put exclusively for all the lovely people who love to listen to these in the morning and get motivated and get a direction of how to trade the markets. Well, guys, thank you so much for the sort of love you guys have been giving for these podcasts. And I'm really happy and elated that a lot of people are able to gain some good insights, good value, as well as they are able to transform their existing psychology as well as trading mindset. So I'm really elated to know that. And I get to know about all these things through the comments which you actually post down there. So make sure you put down the comments in the comment section. Now today, let's understand the market view for the day. Well, so we have almost reached the various targets which we had already discussed in the previous podcast. In case you haven't heard those, you can actually go and check out. For the last 2-3 weeks, we have been really active on these podcasts, and we have been telling about the levels. For those people who are quite new to the podcast, let me summarize it. Let me tell you in a nutshell. So the first level was 9,000 as a base and 9,100 as a resistance. It was evident. In fact, it was told that once 9,100 breaks, we will easily go towards 9,500 in just few sessions. That happened only in 2 sessions. The next one after 9,500 was clearly mentioned that if this breaks, we are heading towards 9,800 to 10,000. So yesterday, if you see, we slid just below 10,000 level. We didn't touch that. We were like close to 100 point below that. And then from there, markets took a turn. If you remember, I told that around 9,000, I had started accumulating few more cash stocks, almost 20% of my capital again deployed. So this time what has happened is last time around 7,900 or 8,000, I had deployed 33%, which I booked last time when it came down to 9,700. From there, Nifty actually reversed again, came down to 9,000. Then I again declared that this time I've invested 20%. And yesterday, if you have been following my tweets closely, there itself I mentioned that a major chunk of that part also I booked. And this was before markets were actually taking a U-turn, somewhere around 9,800 something. I started booking 9,830, I believe. That was the price, spot price at that point of time. Let's understand why. So guys, if you see, the immediate next resistance for Nifty comes out as 10,000. Always take a plus minus 200 when you're looking into a broader view, okay? So if it goes to 10,100, 200, you shouldn't be surprised. But yesterday what happened is there are a lot of call writers who are actually sitting over there at 10,000. Somehow all these punters try to defend it. That's number one. Second thing is, just think for a while. I am doing technical analysis, you are doing technical analysis, and there are millions of people who have been doing technical analysis based on OI data or technical analysis or whatsoever analysis you do. The level which is coming around is 10,000 as a resistance. Even if you use moving averages, I think so 100 or some crucial moving average is coming around the same level. Okay, now think for yourself. If we know this thing, don't you think the market makers also know this thing, that we know this thing? I repeat, don't you think that we, the retail community, knows this level? So obviously the big players also know this thing. So there is a slight possibility that instead of waiting for the exact same level, they might turn it from here. But wait, am I saying you to short? No. None of the swing shots should be created at this point of time until and unless market is sustaining above 9,600, and safer shots until and unless 9,500 is sustained. So we have to wait for a while over here. Looking at the global cues don't look so positive with the US-China thing again burning up. So somewhere or the other, there could be some sort of profit booking in metals in the coming few sessions. So just be cautious on the metal side. Last time when I said that metals would shine, there is a high possibility they would shine, they did. And when I said that they wouldn't, there was a sort of profit booking taking place. And again, I would say that these global geopolitical tensions might result into some sell-off in metals. Okay, that's number one. Second, you got to understand that overall the markets are reaching an exhaustion level. Now mostly what happens is once market reaches into such kind of levels, the only way markets can rise from here is a good trigger. So what could be the possible triggers? One, we finally get a cure for coronavirus. What is the possibility of going into that? 30-40%, we might, you know, that there might be a country who might come with a solution that could create a global spur. That could be one solution. That's number one. Second, maybe on a domestic front, our politicians or RBI or someone comes with a very good news for the markets. That very good news in the sense which gives an ease of performing businesses and ease to other people, maybe the taxpayers and all. That could be one possibility. What is, how many chances are there? Maybe 30-40%. Or there could be something like a surprise in quarter results, which I find only 5% possibility, that people were expecting very bad results and suddenly they are not too bad, they are actually good. So possibility of that is quite low, because we all know that there hasn't been much consumption as well as much selling which was happening in terms of products and services in the last few months. So we need a big trigger. So I would rather wait for that trigger. Now, what if that trigger comes? We should always be ready with all the possibilities. What if that trigger comes within a few days and market breaks that level, 10,000, 10,200? Are we supposed to buy at those levels? No. That's precisely a level, if you're holding like last 5% or 6% of your cash investments, if this level comes, don't buy, is the time to dump your investments. Because From there, I'm expecting a good sell-off in case that level comes. Not immediately, but yes, in the weeks to follow. Some consolidation might happen and then some good fall. Another thing that, as I've been constantly mentioning, now we are into June series. So June, July, August, these will be very crucial series to watch around. I'm expecting that maybe in a few weeks we should actually start, like after we finally make up our mind, after the markets finally make that level of the high, we should actually expect some good amount of sell-off. So this is the time when you got to be cautious, and this is one of the reasons why I actually winded up a lot of positions yesterday, which I mentioned on Twitter too. So now, today's strategy. To be very honest, today I'm not expecting a very wild move on either direction until and unless there's some news coming around, okay? So we could be into a sort of a tight range. That's number one. Second thing is, for the day, always remember that 9700, I repeat, 9700 should be a good support, and 10,000, because we are close to that, will be a resistance. A volume breakout above 10,000 should only invite good longs. Third thing, yesterday we had a gap up which went a little more up but couldn't sustain by the end of the day. So some exhaustion is there, and 10,000 call writers are not letting it go up. So got to be a little cautious. Try to be intraday specific. Try to look into Bank Nifty, because there are a couple of news associated with banks which is coming around, specifically like Kotak Bank. So these could be in action. Again, as compared to Nifty, Bank Nifty will be showing more moves. So in case you are someone who gets a kick by volatility, then you should be preferring Bank Nifty. And if you are someone who loves to be a little stable and consistent at this point of time and who doesn't like a lot of volatility, you can actually prefer Nifty. With that being said, like most of the times, I try to add some value through the podcast. So I'll try to add this thing, and today I'm just going to spill a few beans about criticism. A lot of us face this thing, you know, once you start rising up in your, let's say you're working into a corporate, so once you start rising up into your corporate ladder, obviously there would be a lot of colleagues who will be speaking bad about you behind your back. A lot of back bitching will happen. A lot of people will make assumptions and theories which have literally no relevance. A lot of people will talk about, oh, he has got a wife but still he is running out of an affair. Without anything, they will start making stories. Same goes with business. Your rivals will actually pretend to be really good in front of you but will talk a lot of bullshit about you. Same goes with investors. So if some investor has been doing really well, the obvious allegation comes that he did it because of insider trading, because he knows insider, he's a businessman, he has a lot of money, he was inheriting a lot of wealth. So all these things actually come. Now, have you ever observed, just look carefully, the real celebrities, the celebrity people, mostly they hire agencies to run their social media profiles and other profiles. But other than that, also all those people who are active on social media, specifically Twitter, mostly don't respond to a lot of comments, be it positive, be it negative, they don't. Why? Because first of all, they are getting multiple tags in a single day. For instance, I myself get almost 300 to 400 tags in a single day. If I spend almost 2 minutes per tag, that will consume more than 10 hours per day. So you can imagine it's not possible. That's number one. But second is because that is their way of keeping themselves positive and selective filtering. Because they know once you are into this media and when you're rising, you're bound to face a lot of criticism. So the only way to avoid this thing is to ignore this thing or block the moment you see these things. Okay, so applies to everyone. Once you are into this field of trading, investing, or even if you are trying to pursue your career in any other endeavor, you need to understand that criticism, instead of making it as a thing which hampers your progress, try to turn it into a fuel which can actually push you to work even harder, to show off these world people, to show off all these people that yes, what you are made of. See, action speaks louder than words. If I come and say I'm the best trader, that wouldn't work. But in the coming years, if I can show through my performance, which sooner or later will get observed by a lot of people, then I'll become a good trader. If I say I'm the best philanthropist, I'm the best charity person, that doesn't make me a best charitable person, because charity has to be done in a fashion where you don't make a lot of noise. So it's okay if to inspire a few people you say this thing, but if you are constantly saying that is not going to help you out. But if I'm doing that, sooner or later, people will recognize. For example, Shah Rukh Khan, he does a lot of charitable things in stealth mode without even announcing a lot. A lot of people have made this conviction that he doesn't do anything. It was later than one of my followers actually showed me that United Nations has actually awarded him with various awards for all his charitable work. Same goes with Akshay Kumar. Same goes with everyone in different field. So my dear friends, instead of getting demotivated when your relatives are saying that trading isn't meant for you, when your parents are saying that trading isn't meant for you, prove them wrong. See, answers are not sufficient. Your action should be there. So today, if you think that only big people make money, only insiders make money, so go there, work hard for the next 5, 6, 10 years and prove these people that by the use, effective use of technical analysis and right analysis and right approach also, one can make money. If there's someone who comes and says that until unless you don't start with 50 lakh rupees, you cannot be a good trader, just go and prove them wrong. I'm not saying that today come with 10,000 and you know, make up your mind that you're going to convert it into 1 crore. Absolutely no. That's foolishness. Okay, that would be more of gambling. That will do more harm than good. But instead of that, what you can do is, okay, I'll start with 10,000 practicing. Simultaneously, I've got a job or a business. I will accumulate money. And once I gain mastery in my skills, only when I get mastery in my skills, whatever I've saved, let's say 2 lakh or 5 lakh, I'll be using. It wouldn't be like just because for 2 months I have been profitable, now I feel that I am no more naive, I have very confident, so now I should start with 2 lakh. No, that's absolutely crap. What you got to do is you need to see your progress over a period of time. So after 1-2 years, when you realize, okay, I have used this 10,000, I turned this 10,000 into 30,000, that too with discipline, month on month I have been consistent, now is the time, now I'm going to put back that 3 lakh rupees which I have saved specifically for trading, which is not a borrowed amount, and slowly I'll grow my account. That's the right approach. So my dear friends, take criticism as a fuel, and that will definitely be the best fuel you can have to show the world what you are capable of. So keep learning, keep growing, keep investing, keep trading, and keep liking these podcasts. Take care.